Hola.
Yo, Richie, a mí, man. Yo, it's out of time, ¿ready?
Cool.
Pero acá está, ¿no?
Vamos.
You want to fit to make a hit. You know me ever ready.
No long talking, just watch the way we're walking.
Step aside and make me pass, cause I feel amazing. Smile on me face from me wake up in the morning. No time for bad mind, no time for problems. Somebody tell Babylon better who no want them. Hey, I feel amazing. Smile on me face from me wake up in the morning. No time for bad mind, no time for problems. Somebody tell Babylon.
Welcome back to the Freshman Five. Today we're looking at Daniel. It's Helvayo. That's how you say it. I know a lot of people, ASN Network, they call him Relvayo. I mean, to be fair, I mean, that's phonetically, it reads Relvayo.
Rodeo Drive?
That's Rodeo. But either way, he's from Portugal. It's pronounced Helvayo. If you go to any of the games, you'll hear the announcer sort of botch it. But either way. So, Larry, you interviewed him after practice. How did that go? What did you think
really
of the kid?
I really enjoyed the kid. Well, kid, he's like 9 inches taller than me. But
still be a kid.
Red shirt freshman, obviously, said by some players, including Ian Boyd, to be the smartest off the court. He's going
could
to...
Could I just pop in there and say he's majoring in mechanical engineering?
Right.
So it's not like he's doing, I'm not bashing, what is it?
Sports marketing. Sports management.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Undecided.
Right. They're going to play basketball overseas, which is actually a goal of his. He still watches basketball from Portugal. So I found the conversation, pretty informative. I mean, he's the language barrier at times is a little bit tough. So, make sure
I didn't think it was that bad. He's pretty well acclimated. He did move from Portugal to Mountain Mission, I guess, Virginia. Yeah, Mountain Mission High School in Virginia. So he averaged 5.9 points per game, 5.1 rebounds. I mean, his numbers aren't going to pop off the
clearly unpolished, but I mean, the guy is going to alter shots. He's going to play. He knows how to box out. He's going to get rebounds.
Well, he's a big boy, so let's just list off his stats. He's 6'9". I would say he's closer to 6'10", 255.
Jeez.
So he's just a feather above Ian Boyd. And so actually, originally, he was recruited by Valparaiso. And then Valparaiso actually has a pretty big dominant a pretty dominant big man. In which he really couldn't find any minutes, so he actually decommitted and then signed up with Paulson when we desperately needed big men.
And I think we found a little diamond in the rough. I mean, this is a point of contention.
Oh, it's rough!
Among fans, there's a lot of people that say, Daniel doesn't even really matter. In fact,
Daniel's life matters. Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, we'll find out. I happen to believe, Brian Lawrence, by the way, I happen to believe that he's going to be a starter here at Mason.
When?
As soon as next year.
So you're predicting him to be... And look... He's defensively going to give us some valuable minutes. Offensively, though, he's going to be a bit of a liability. Obviously, we've established four dominant scorers with Kyer sort of being the middleman with all that. Can he come in and take the void left from Jenkins? And those points and those rebounds, I think he can get the rebounds, but the points... He's still working on his inside game. I think maybe by his junior year.
He knows, and his knees are still bothering him. So I think it's going to take him some time. There's no reason to judge the big man yet. Maybe he doesn't start next year.
I love
maybe
him.
It's Troy's turn. I don't know.
I think Helvayo is going to put up some valuable minutes. And I think, though...
Maybe Danny Dixon comes back from the grave.
Rest in peace. We love all the players, but I do think, though, he's valuable in the sense that if Jenkins gets in foul trouble early, we could put him in there, clog the paint for at least 10 minutes, get Jenkins some rest. That's really his asset for this season. I mean, he's not going to be much more than that. I mean,
right. And he hasn't played in the past couple of games.
Right. He's put up only a few minutes against, I think he put up 9 minutes against Davidson, 6 minutes against LaSalle. He didn't even play really last game. So, you know, he's still working for those minutes, but Paulson, again, like we've talked about, he's found his group. I mean, and Helvayo kind of works in here and there when
people are in foul trouble or
right.
Troy's
he'll be used during
shots.
The game flow. But overall, though, bright kid. I think that you know he's a mature kid. Obviously, from being overseas, I think he's just you know a little bit of a different kind of guy. Listens to reggae. That's kind of cool. But we'll get to that in the interview. But
and from watching practice, I mean, he's not an outsider. And so sometimes you worry about these kids that come from different countries. You know, are they going to be accepted? And he's very much...
We're looking at you, Vlad. Malbananu.
He's very much a part of the team. And, you know, people have a lot of high praise when you ask them about him.
Also, sitting on the floor, if you're next to the bench, you know, he has probably the loudest scream whenever, like, when the bench gets really loud, you'll just hear this, like... Hey, come on, guys! Like it's very. It sounds like a like Game of Thrones.
Like he's a Viking,
right? It's very powerful. So yeah, he's like almost Mason's number one fan too. So
yeah, it's nice to have a bench that gets lit. You know, we got Cam on the bench going hard, Troy on the bench going hard, Kamari, Kai. Like, the full team is always engaged. I think it's quite obvious. So here's the interview. Enjoy it. This is our third segment of Freshman 5 and. Jones, are people going to comment?
I mean, they have never commented before, so why start now?
All right, guys, enjoy. We'll see. We'll be back soon. Okay, it's Brian Lawrence of By George from @ByGeorgeGMU on Twitter, and I am here with
Daniel Galvan.
And we're just going to talk a little bit about your first. Actually, this is his second year on Mason campus, and I just want to find out how was your first semester here this year, and what was redshirting like last year?
This first semester was tough because of classes. Like my major is really tough, and trying to make balance on it, like basketball and school.
And what is your major?
Mechanical engineering, and so it was kind of tough. Last year was much easier because I didn't have to worry about basketball. It was just like trying to get better with my knees after the surgery. Just rehabbing every day, lifting, get bigger.
Right. And so when you were redshirting, did you partake in practice at all, or were you really just working out?
Basically just working out, and then I would come like during practice time and just be on the sideline, seeing some plays, because we still like use some of the plays from last year. And defensively, techniques that we use.
And would you say that redshirting for that first year, did that benefit you?
It would benefit more if I had be able to play, not just like sit down for a year and not doing anything. But.
Right. And what do you think of Mason campus? And tell me a little bit about where you're from and the town, the city that you grew up in.
Campus is much easier. Like, in terms of comparing to my city, it's much easier like to walk around because everything is so much closer, like school and all that. Like I live on campus, of course, so it's much different from where I'm from. Like from where I'm from, like I would have to make like a 10 minutes drive just go to school, come back, and all that shit.
And where are you from?
Portugal, like a little town like called Coimbra. It's like a student city in Portugal, one of the best universities.
And did you play basketball there, or did you come to the United States and play some high school basketball before coming here?
So I started playing basketball like 4 years ago. So I played 1 year in Portugal, and then I got an offer to come to the United States and practice and play for them for 2 years, and then I came to college.
And where's your favorite place to chill on campus?
To chill in my room first.
Just to catch some sleep?
Yeah.
And sure. and if you're gonna go eat, where are you going on campus?
Either Ike's, it's much cheaper. But I also like Panda Express or Panera. Those are my favorite ones.
And moving on to some basketball questions. What's the biggest difference from high school basketball to D1 basketball?
Much tougher, because basically in high school you play against one or two guys in that team, like, they would be really good, and the rest, like, kind of regular. But now it's like everyone is really good in D1.
Right. And what do you feel your role is on this team right now?
Right now, I guess, like, my strength right now is, like, more defensively. So try and get rebounds, get a stop, just trying to work on that because offensively I'm not comfortable yet.
And I've noticed, I mean, you really do alter every shot that gets taken when you're in the game. I mean, you're very long and tall, so, I mean, I do think it's making a big difference. What are some improvements you think that you need to make in your game, and what are some improvements that you've already made?
For sure, be more comfortable, like, offensively, trying to post up again, trying to work down low again. And I, for sure, like, my knees are kind of ups and downs. I have some ups and downs, but, like, when they let me do something, like, I work hard, like, on the post up, and I'm feeling more comfortable.
And what would you say is your best game, your best outing, maybe even if it was just for 5 minutes, what is a game that you remember that you played your best?
Maybe Northern Iowa, I think, was the best game, because I just came out, played defense, played, like, good two offensive rails, and, like, on the road, it was really good.
And when you guys went on the 9-game winning streak, what would you attribute that to? You know, what led you to win 9 games in a row?
Just go there, and our mentality was just like, oh, it's just one more, just win one more, just keep on your what you have to do, what you came here to do, and what we practice for, and we just like keep doing the same thing every game.
It was really exciting to watch those 9 games in a row. I mean, we haven't had a winning streak like that in a little while. And so thank you for that. What team are you most excited to play again?
Maybe VCU for sure.
Was that the best environment that you've played in?
Probably one of the best in our conference, yeah.
And then moving on to some superlative questions. Who do you think is the funniest player on the team?
The funniest player. It's either Kamari when he does like some dumb stuff. And then we have Cam. Cam is really funny too. And Ort is kind of silly sometimes, but I think those three are one of the funniest.
And then the smartest player on the court?
In terms of basketball school.
Give me both.
I think he's for sure, like, in terms of school and basketball. Yeah. Like, he has a lot of experience too, but one of the smartest players. He helps me a lot.
And what about team leader?
Joe, when he wants. When he really wants.
Yeah, I can hear him. He does a lot of barking during practice, giving a lot of praise and also telling people what they need to do better. What's your favorite TV show? If you don't watch TV, what's your favorite movie?
My favorite TV show was... It used to be The Ballers, but now I stopped watching. I don't know why. But and Game of Thrones, I watched for a while.
Yeah, I watched both those shows. You should watch the second season of Ballers. It's pretty good. And what music do you listen to to get you hyped before a game?
I know it's kind of funny, but I listen to reggae every single game, like before the games. I don't know, it just makes me happy.
Give the fans an artist they need to listen to.
Richie Campbell. One of my favorite artists.
All right, we'll check that out. We'll put that on our we'll put him on the podcast with your interview in it. Do you stay in Fairfax, or do you go out, like, do you go out to Tyson's Corner or anywhere else that's local around here, or you pretty much just stay on campus?
Pretty much just stay on campus, just when, like, on the weekends when we have a break or something. Like, I like to go out, like, go see different places around DC.
And have you been into DC recently?
Not like last week or 2 weeks ago or something.
You went to the African-American?
Yeah, African-American.
And what did you think about that?
It was amazing, and the things that, like, the African-American been through and all that, just being here, it was nice to feel that.
And do you follow basketball? Like, do you watch NBA, or do you watch maybe leagues from Portugal?
Yeah, I watch sometimes, like, my league in Portugal. Like, just to keep up, see, like, some friends that are actually now playing professional, and I like to see them.
And so what would be your hometown team?
It would be Académica, but I like Benfica. the figures. Like, I like the soccer club and the basketball team too.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. Right. You know, we've actually seen a lot of improvement ourselves on the defensive side, and we would just say keep attacking the rim, man. Dunk the ball, and you definitely can get up there. All right, thanks for your help, man, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, so that's the third interview of Freshman 5.
Right.
And I gotta say, he did a pretty good job. You know, he seems like he knows what he needs to work on, and I think we all kind of agree with him. And I think we're excited to see what he has in the future.
Right. I think we've already talked about sort of what we see his role as, you know, on this team, but I thought it was interesting to hear about like his knees and how he felt like that held him back, you know, like at least a year in progress.
Right. He didn't really play during that time.
Right.
So he's like admitting to like, it was hard to get better. He tried to take mental reps, which I think was a good thing to hear.
Right. And so, I think overall it's just like a guy that is just kind of getting eased back into the game. He's got some rust. You know, obviously his knees, he said, kind of have ups and down type of days.
And I do wonder if that has been keeping him out of games recently.
We should never really, you know, try to come up with any additional narratives like, oh, is he not practicing well? Is he not good? He might have health issues that we just don't know. So overall that, and I did enjoy the fact that he likes the Ballers.
Chris, do you watch that show, Chris?
I stopped watching when he stopped watching after that first season because it's not good.
I stuck through the second season. You know, I tend to like The Rock. I was a big WWF guy.
D.
But at the time, I have never watched it.
The E. Okay, we got it.
And so, like, I thought the show was interesting. I didn't think it was as extreme as that one ESPN show that they tried.
Oh, damn, what was the name of that? Like, Unbreakable?
We'll come back to it. But either way, it seems a little bit more realistic. I enjoy it. He also watches Game of Thrones, which...
That was pretty cool. I thought it was also interesting, you know, pregame, you think, well, hype music, like rap or rock, something like that kind of gets you jacked up. And instead, he chooses the mellow reggae route,
right?
Which is interesting. But, you know, whatever works, I think he...
whatever works.
Right. And so coming from all the way from Portugal, I think he's a mature kid and obviously...
But where do you see... Do you actually believe that he... Who's going to start at 5 next year? Is it someone that we don't know? Maybe we bring in a JUCO transfer? Is it going to be someone
on
the roster? If so,
it depends.
Who do you think? Is Daniel Helvao going to be a starter next year?
Now that you kind of, when you say it like that, he could. But I think Troy right now is getting more minutes, and I think that's just going to sort of carry over to next year. I think Troy probably has a better chance of starting, even though I think Helvao is sometimes more of an asset on the court. With what he can do defensively.
Yeah, it's kind of about Troy's athleticism seems to separate him.
Right.
I would say right now.
And yeah, in general health. So
right. But we like the kid. We actually think if we could start ranking him, we'd actually say that was one of the better interviews.
Okay, wow. Throwing people under the bus.
No, it's just, you know, the truth. I mean, it was one of our longer ones. It was more of a conversation. He was able to just kind of, you know, tell me about his background as well. I think it's interesting that he still watches and pays attention to basketball games in Portugal as opposed to the NBA. Right. And I think he does have goals to play in college. And he started playing basketball a little bit later in life. So maybe he is a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. And I do think that will, I think that bodes well for us going into his junior and senior season.
Right. He did come to America his junior season of high school.
So, right.
I mean, he's not.
He's had to acclimate himself while learning a game, while going to college for something
and
that's
pretty
challenging.
I'm also reading about him just, Is the Portuguese national team, like, cool? Because he's actually been on the team for 3 years.
Dang.
Like, the legit Portuguese national team?
Right. We'll have to look him up. I'm assuming that they... Bah!
Right. But, they can't be that great.
But, I mean, it's awesome to have, a, you know, players that play in different leagues and at different times and just with Mason basketball.
Right.
So, get our name out there. So, that's about it.
Wrap it up. Hold on. But who do we have next?
This is Freshman 5, so we don't
Kamari.
Really...
I think we do Kamari.
I thought you were talking about games. I was like... Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, so next player, yes, Kamari.
Kamari Newman. I'm looking forward to that. Well, I think, this should drop Tuesday?
This will drop on, what's today? It'll drop on Wednesday.
Wow, give yourself a day to edit.
It takes some time. And we're also, you
know. Sure. All right, well, then we'll drop the Kamari one next week. So maybe we'll just do once a week. But,
yep. All right, guys, that's it. Freshman 5.
We are out.
The land of the sun, when the vibes in Jamaica. Okay, we have big touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. Man, I feel rich. The land of the sun, when the vibes in Jamaica. Richie, you know what I said. Me have big touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. Jump on your arms all over me. Jamaica rain all over me. Sun rays all over me. You bring the joy in half in me. Shit must not bother me. One drop and so we do it. Jamaica you so sweet. Kingston 6 them calling. Big up the friends them when they in a Jamaica. The fire keep burning. I saw me rock it and jump it till the morning. From the seaside straight to the yard. Jamaica below and I'll be rich. The land of the sun well of vibes in Jamaica. Okay, me a feel touchdown in a jam down Bella House in Jamaica. Man a feel rich, the land of the sun, well a vibes in Jamaica. Richie, you know what I said. Me a feel touchdown in a jam down Bella House in Jamaica. All right, then book a one way ticket to more beer. Mellow mood and Richie Campbell, laugh it, touchdown at your ear. Then we go party at Kingston, me just get beer. And we call up every woman, tell them link up right away. Yeah, tell them when I play a man of links at Delacroix. We go party down at Jungle, all and go at Tivoli. Every girl I watch with, them not the rest of you. Them when them see me, I feel tell them, say I'm mellow mood at them run Italy. Man, I feel rich, the land of the sun, all the vibes in Jamaica. Me a feel touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. Yo, man a feel rich, the land of the sun, well the vibes in Jamaica. Richie, you know what I said. Me a feel touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. Jamaica top, Jamaica sweet. Sound a wide over the hills. Sing fence and a kitchen. And with the people, they malin. Streets, them full of pockets. Before the ting-a-ling-a-ling. Who are proud and half a shrink. Kingston six and popping.
If pineapple are sweet like a candy, you're there at Jamaica. Well, if the sunset make you cry, I waltz, are you there at Jamaica. If a dumpling between your jaws, yeah, you're there at Jamaica. Well, if I'm music 24/7, you there at Jamaica.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Whoa, well, let me tell you this again, yeah.
Man of the rich, the land of the sun, well, the vibes in Jamaica. Okay, me a feel touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. Man of the rich, the land of the sun, well, the vibes in Jamaica.
Rich in the newest, yeah.
Me a feel touchdown in a jam down below house in Jamaica. I said Jamaica.
Gamble, but this thing life on a gamble.